The Brad Sesmatt Show, broadcasting live from the Horn Family Automotive Studios.
It's a great Friday, Brad Sesmatt with you, Sports360AZ.com, on White Mountain Radio, on Twitter at Brad Sesmatt. We are out at ASU. We're right in the middle of the campout section. The students look cold, they look miserable, but they're really not. We've got a few of them that are hanging out. We could just interview them right off the top of you. I mean, if you want to jump in with them.
I can't remember the gentleman's name that's walking away. He seems to be the ringleader, so we'll bring him back over.
Yeah, go get ringleader. We're doing the show here at ASU because this is the place to be. We're right in the middle of all the fans. These poor students are not poor students. They have food, donuts. They haven't offered us any yet, which is fine. I've got hot chocolate. I've done dumb things before. This is not stupid. This is smart. This is how you look back 20 years from now and you tell your kids, hey, life's too short. Go do some cool things. What's your name?
Nick.
Nick, what year are you here at ASU?
I am a senior.
You're a senior, and you're graduating when?
I will be in May of next month.
And you're graduating in what?
Business law.
Why in God's green earth have you been out here since Monday?
Well, we're excited for the Pac-12 championship game, obviously. This is nothing new to us. We've camped out before for games.
For a week?
Not for a week. This is definitely the longest we've ever camped out for a game.
What's the nastiest thing you've seen this week?
Ooh.
Nastiest thing. He's got his buddies here. No, go ahead. You can share it within reason.
Other than the cold, I mean, just like...
Yeah. You guys, he's not going to give it up. Was it one of your buddies? Yeah, they're not going to give it up. I see buckets of chicken, donuts. What are you sick of eating this week that you've been out here?
I am absolutely sick of donuts now.
Yeah.
Donuts and hot chocolate. And I never thought it would be...
Hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Put it under his nose. So what is it that you really want?
So, well, the why we're out here is we already have our tickets as our general admission tickets or student section.
Yeah.
We want to be in the first row. We want to be in the front row. We've sat there all season. I've sat there the last, 4 years here being a student. I've sat in the front row for every home game.
Every game.
Every home game. I haven't missed sitting in the front row since I was a freshman. So this is going to be my final game, and I definitely wasn't going to pass up the opportunity.
Wow, but final game, you're going to get teary-eyed?
I don't know. I was talking to my parents about it. They said, how does it feel? I said, I don't know. It's going to be a bittersweet moment.
Here's the deal, though. You'll be that guy that rules the world with your degree, and then you'll come back 25 years from now, and you'll look at some of these guys and say, I was one of you. I don't want to hear how cold it was. I camped out here.
Right.
I hung out here. How dedicated are you? You know, when the team goes 3-8, I was there. You've seen a lot of bad football.
I have seen
a lot of bad football. Let's be honest. Yep. Here's a student that has seen a lot of crap, but in the last 2 years, it's been worth it.
It has been. I've been coming to ASU football for a long time. I've had my parents got season tickets for, 30-plus years. And obviously, yes, I've seen some bad football, but, this last couple of years has definitely been a pleasure to watch.
All right, get one of your buddies. Who's next? Next victim. Yeah, come on over. Just slap the headphones on. We're live out at ASU. We're in the middle of the student campout. Brad Sesmatt, Sports360AZ.com, getting ready for the Pac-12 title game. What's your name?
I'm Katie.
Hi, Katie. What year are you?
I'm a sophomore.
You're a sophomore. Why in God's green earth have you been camping out here?
I just want the front row. I want the experience. It's a big game, and it's something that I can tell my kids one day, and I can tell everyone that I was in the front row, and I was cheering on my team.
And what are you majoring in?
Special education.
Special ed. What have you seen out here this week that has really been nasty and gross in this camp out? Because I'm looking at, the sleeping conditions. It's not pretty.
Everyone's just kind of really close together.
Yeah, really close together.
Oh, yeah. We all became best friends this week. And, the food people haven't been eating the greatest of food. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's come across here that's like, man, this is so bad?
People who aren't used to eating in, the dining halls went and ate in the dining halls, and they all got sick. And it was a bad night. We thought everyone had the flu, and that was one of the first nights, too, and we thought it was just going to go downhill.
Wait, whoa, 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 whoa. So we had flu going on, sickness off of food out here?
Yeah. I think it was more food poisoning.
Food poisoning. This must have been lovely around here.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah, yeah.
It was lovely. It was amazing.
So what is the deal then tomorrow?
Well, we have to wake up early, and a lot of people are planning on not sleeping because they're so excited. And we have to pack up all of our tents and everything we have and find somewhere to put it where our cars won't get towed. And then we wait, and we get our wristbands around like 8 or 8:30, and then we'll go home and actually get heat and showers and
sleep
and actual food. And then we'll come back and we'll get into the game and we'll just be really excited.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's great that you're doing this. I admire you guys because it's probably, 35 degrees out here today?
Oh,
It's bitterly cold.
Oh, at night it's horrible.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
You take your headset off there. And so this is why we do what we do. Now on the show in a few minutes, Brad Edwards from ESPN is going to be with us. Brad Edwards is out here from ESPN, and ESPN is going to be doing their thing. You guys are going over to ESPN, right? You're going to go? Yeah, you're going to get over to that. Eric's out here with me today. What do you make out of all this?
It's cold.
It's pretty cool.
It's great, though, when you have your when you have the headphones on because it keeps your ears warm.
Yeah.
We're such wimps. I mean, it's like you look around other parts of the country, Brad, it's like -7, ice on the road. Here it's 35, and we're acting like it's the end of the world. So.
No, but I like these kids. How can you not like these guys?
They've been here for 5 days.
She was telling me that they had some food poisoning going on here Monday night.
I can imagine.
Yeah, which just...
I can imagine. I should know, Brad, quickly before we talk to Brad Edwards. We do have a Facebook question today, as we always do. And I don't know, kind of lost in the shuffle of all this. There's a big game this weekend going on the other side of town.
Right.
Cardinals-Rams.
Yep.
So today we ask you, is Sunday's game against the Rams a make or break game, yes or no, for the Cardinals in terms of making the playoffs? They're 7-5.
Yes. It's
really?
Within their it's within their division. Their divisional record is awful.
They haven't won one in the last 8 NFC West games.
Right. It's September of last year. No, their divisional record's terrible. I think here in town that the people going to the Cardinals game, yeah, they're going to be diehard Cardinal fans, but they're going to be people sitting around the stadium talking about the ASU-Stanford game.
No question.
Before the game.
No question.
So the Cardinals have got to give people something to talk about, too. You know, so that's a fair question. It's fine.
Facebook.com/sports360AZ.
Let's get you caught up some of the things on my mind in the world of sports as we broadcast live out at Arizona State. We're in the middle of Tent City with the students having a good time out here. It's brought to you by the Honda Resort and Casino. Honda Resort and Casino in the beautiful White Mountains, where New Year's Eve is right around the corner. Yeah, pull down that slot for New Year's Eve. Make your plans. Head on up there for a couple, 2, 3, 4 nights. Stay at the Honda Resort and Casino. Eat some great food. The Sunrise Ski Resort. There's snow there. Go snowboarding and skiing. And stay there at the Honda Resort and Casino for great fun. That's at the Honda Resort and Casino. They've been a part of what we do since day number one. So I gave away the 2 tickets. Guy was really jacked up. So excited. And I met him over at the Bell today to hand them off to him. And that was fun. We did that over on our Twitter and our Facebook page. Out here, I think the vibe, and we'll talk with Brad Edwards in a couple of minutes about the X's and O's of it. This is the biggest football game that we've had at Arizona State since easily, I think, the Cal game the year that ASU went to the Rose Bowl. There's so much anticipation. There's so much buzz around campus. I walked around here today, and I was thinking back to the last 15 years of all the bad football and all the woe is me and Eeyores that were here on campus on how things just never go right, and you know it's the officials' fault, and we can't find teams to play our football, and just all the excuses I've heard through the years. There's none of that now. There's a winning mentality here on campus. This line of students, it's not just like 10 students that are camping out. It goes all the way around Wells Fargo Arena, and I like that. On the field, ASU, Stanford, here's David Shaw, the head coach of the Cardinal, why ASU is impressive to him.
This team this year, they play with such energy. They play with such passion. They're so aggressive. They have great team speed. And they defensively, they try to keep you on your heels. Offensively, they're always in attack mode. You know, run or pass. I mean, it's fast paced. Yes, it's fast paced to a certain degree, but it's also they're attacking you. They're attacking with the run. They're attacking you down the field. They're attacking with the quarterback, and they're making you defend a lot of different things. And it's impressive to watch.
So out here, it is ASU Stanford tomorrow night. I'm looking over at the ticket office, and there are cars just rolling through. They've got a security guard there. There's people standing in line trying to get their tickets. Here on campus, the buzz, it's really, really interesting to see how there's been so much interest in ASU and the football program, people taking pictures of the Frank Cush statue. ESPN is out here setting up for their game day experience. And all of that. This is the busiest I've seen ASU for an event that they are a part of. And we've seen NCAA basketball tournament events out here, but nothing quite like this. And this is, imagine tomorrow night around 9 o'clock, 9:30, if in fact they are able to beat Stanford, people would be wanting to find their way to get their Rose Bowl tickets. Set up a travel agency out here or something like that. I don't know. The Robinson Cano story, evidently he is going to go off to Seattle now, or earlier today he said, no, I'm not. So the biggest name on the free agent market in Major League Baseball, going from the Yankees to Seattle, his agent Jay-Z. Jay-Z trying to negotiate the deal, get the deal done. Looks like that's where he's headed. That's going on as well. On the pro football front, of course, this weekend, you have the Cardinals over in Glendale, and they'll be taking on the St. Louis Rams. They have not won an NFC West game since all the way back to September of last year. That's going on later in the show. We'll have Bill Goodykunst, Goody at the Movies. We need to have Bill's take on some stuff for you to do outside of sports this weekend. Although, you know, with everything going on here, this is the place to be, but we want you to have a life, too. That's with Goody at the Movies. That'll be coming up here shortly. On the other side, Brad Edwards, ESPN college football analyst. Brad Edwards out here. He joins us next. Brad, Susmat, with you in the middle of the tents with the students, right outside of Sun Devil Stadium. Sports360AZ.com, White Mountain Radio. On the campus of Arizona State University, Brad Susmat, Sports360AZ.com. Plenty of content on Sports360AZ.com. Eric and Jared and myself and Kyle and contributors, it's all there for you, all sorts of different angles. Just hanging out here on campus today at Arizona State. We're doing the show right outside where all the tents are for the students and having a good time with that. It's good to have those students on with us, too. They're screwing around out here getting ready for tomorrow night's game. Brad Edwards, ESPN college football analyst, one of the best in the business. He is out here for the game. I spoke with him earlier. Started out here on Monday. They've circled the wagons. We've got tents everywhere, thousands of students. It's a big deal, obviously, for ASU and Stanford. We've not seen this here that I can recall in my 20 years since the Rose Bowl year with Jake Plummer in 96. Brad Edwards joins us now, ESPN college football insider. We've had Brad on a couple of times. Thanks for coming on board. First, are you surprised that ASU is in this position, Brad?
Yeah, they had an opportunity to have a good season, especially given, you know, all the uncertainty in the Pac-12 South as far as, you know, who was likely to be good. I figured they had as good of a chance as anyone, and so not too surprised to see them there.
And taking on Stanford, how about that side of the draw?
You know, I was in the group that liked Oregon going into the season, but the way that the Stanford-Oregon game unfolded, I think the only surprise is that, you know, is that Stanford is there with two losses. Now that you ended up with Stanford, you know, giving the opportunity back to Oregon and then Oregon giving it up again. I think that was the big surprise with the Pac-12 North. Not so much that a team that a lot of people felt like had a good chance of winning the division ended up there, but the fact that they were able to lose two conference games and still get there.
ESPN college football insider Brad Edwards with Brad Susmat. Earlier this week, you talked about the Pac-12. I looked at your Twitter timeline. You got caught up in this. He's ripping on other conferences. He's saying the Pac-12 is the greatest. Can you clear that up for what exactly? Give some context to what you put out there.
Yeah, I was on a conference call with national media, and I was talking about the BCS. Actually, I was really talking about the differences between the BCS and the selection committee as far as, you know, how they would handle teams this year. And I was making the case that if you know, we had a selection committee year, that the Pac-12 champion should be considered very strongly for a spot in the 14 playoff, because they say that they're going to put emphasis on conference championships, and they say that they're going to put emphasis on schedule strength. And both of these teams have one of the, you know, have played among the tougher schedules in all of college football. And what I said specifically is, if you look at the computer ratings and the other team ranking metrics, the Pac-12 is the best conference in college football, not the SEC. And someone took the tail end of it where it wasn't attributed to the computers, and it just, you know, used my exact words, the Pac-12 is the best conference in college football, not the SEC, and tweeted it out, and everybody had a lot of fun with it, and I got a lot of hate from SEC fans and everything. I do think the SEC is the best conference, but I think the gap is not very big, and really the fact that the Pac-12 ended up without a national title contender at the end of the year is really what's separating them, because the Pac-12 is every bit as deep, if not deeper, than the SEC at this point. I think the gap between the SEC and the Pac-12 for best conference is much smaller than the gap between the Pac-12 and everybody else out there who would be making a claim that they would be the second best conference. I think there's a pretty big drop off after the top two conferences in college football this year.
ESPN College Football Insider Brad Edwards with Brad Sussmat. A couple of the questions, we'll let you go. Appreciate your time. As it sits right now, Ohio State wins national title game. If Ohio State or Michigan State wins, Michigan State, ASU, if ASU wins in the Rose Bowl. Let's say, though, that Ohio State comes out. Do we see Alabama ASU as a potential Rose Bowl matchup?
Yeah, actually, the way that I can see Alabama ASU happening would be for Ohio State to beat Michigan State very convincingly, to the point where Michigan State, fell further than you would expect in the polls, you know, due to the lopsided loss. And if that were the case, I think there's a chance that Michigan State could fall out of the top 14 of the BCS standings. And in order to be eligible to be chosen as an at-large team of the BCS, you have to be ranked top 14. So if Michigan State falls five spots or more after a loss to Ohio State, there would not be a second BCS team from the Big Ten eligible, and so therefore the Rose Bowl, in order to, you know, to find an opponent for the Pac-12 champ, would have to go outside of the Big Ten. And I think if that were the case, the logical choice for them to make would be Alabama.
What other options, if any, are there that you see? Long shot scenarios, something crazy happens outside of Alabama.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about for the Rose Bowl?
Yeah. Assuming ASU wins.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it doesn't really matter whether ASU or Stanford wins. I mean, that team's in the Rose Bowl, and you know, the rest of it is, you know, operates independent of that. You know, I mean, I don't know that there is another scenario. I think it's either the Big Ten champion that's in there, or it is Michigan State after losing the Big Ten championship but not falling out of the top 14, or if Michigan State falls out of the top 14, it's Alabama. I just with the other options that are out there, obviously the Rose is not going to choose Oregon to face the Pac-12 champion.
Right.
So I don't see a team out there that would be more attractive to the Rose Bowl. I mean, they're not going to pick Baylor over Alabama. You know, they're not going to pick. I'm trying to think who else would even be an option. There aren't many of them. That's the point. I mean, they're not going to take Northern Illinois. They're going to take UCF. So I think it's pretty clear cut that if Michigan State loses and falls out of the top 14, Alabama would probably be going to the Rose Bowl.
And for Arizona State, if they lose this game tomorrow night, they end up going to the Holiday Bowl, likely against Kansas State from what we've seen. Do you see it differently than that?
You know, I hadn't really thought about it that far down. I had projected, you know what, I think that's actually where I had Stanford projected. So that would make sense, because I had picked ASU to win because they're at home and they've played so well at home this year. And I think I projected Stanford to fall to the Holiday. So yeah, just flip those if the result goes the other way.
Last question, Auburn jumping Ohio State. You don't see it happening based on what I've read on your Twitter timeline.
Right. I really felt like after Auburn beat Alabama and Ohio State just escaped against Michigan, that the impact of the Alabama win for Auburn would get them if not past Florida State and Ohio State in the computers, at least close enough this week that a win over Missouri would put them over the top next Sunday. But having looked at all the computer rankings now, I don't think Auburn's going to get much closer to Ohio State in the computer part of this, which means that in order to finish ahead of them in the BCS, they're going to have to be ranked well ahead of them in the polls. And best mathematical guess I can give is that about 75% of the voters between the Harrison coaches polls would have to have Auburn ahead of Ohio State for them to finish ahead in the BCS. And that's a huge number. When you're talking about ranking a one-loss team over an undefeated team, I just don't know that there are that many people who would even consider doing it. I mean, even if the best case scenario for Auburn played out, which is that they blow out Missouri and then Ohio State just barely escapes with another win, I still don't know that there are enough voters out there that are even open to the idea of putting a one loss over an undefeated.
Appreciate all the insight. As always, a lot going on. Busy time of year. Thanks, Brad.
Hey, no problem. Take care.
Brad Edwards, and it was funny, after I finished talking with Brad, he actually said, where's Eric going to be? I want to meet Eric and catch up with – that's a good guy right there.
He actually called me yesterday. I was at home, and my phone rang, and I picked it up, and it was Brad Edwards. And
yeah.
He said, hey, I haven't been out to Phoenix since the national championship game about a decade ago, and I can't remember – how far the airport is from Sun Devil Stadium. He's like, I have a 12:40 red eye, and I have to wait till the end of the, I think it was the ACC championship game and the Big Ten championship game, and do a Sports Center hit. And I know the traffic's supposed to be bad. How far is it? And so I'm sort of like the Brad Edwards tour guide here in Tempe. But he's always been good to us.
He wants to see you.
Clearly, that's going to be a big letdown. I'm just a guy.
He wants to see you.
I'm just a guy.
He said, hey, look, where is Eric going to be? Because I have to be – this is how it works in TV world, okay? It's glamorous, and you get in front of people, and people recognize you while you're buying Brussels sprouts and all that stuff. But Brad Edwards, on a national level, tells me, I've got to be on the set for 7 hours. So I'll have time to visit with Eric in between things, so make sure that Eric comes over and sees me. It wasn't, hey, Brad, you want to come over? He wants to be part of me. He wants to meet you.
I'm just a guy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I am just merely
personal chauffeur, Eric Sorensen.
I told him if you need a ride, I can give him a ride somewhere. It's no big deal. It's people helping people. That's how it works in the media, local media, national
media. That's how it
works
in life.
People helping people. Exactly.
I have no problems with that. Still to come, Goody at the Movies. We'll chat with Bill. I want to ask Bill, you know, with Mandela passing away, there's a documentary that just came out, and I can't find it anywhere. So I want to get into that with Bill. It just came out on Mandela. And then this Christian Bale, Casey Affleck, Sam Shepard, Woody Harrelson movie, Out of the Furnace, if that's any good or not. We're at ASU, just outside the students where all the tents have been for the last week. I'm sure you've seen on the news and all that stuff.
You want a donut? I can grab you one.
Go
They've
grab.
Been here for a while.
And
but,
nobody's eating
no,
them.
No, no one's eating. They're so sick of seeing them. The students are like, please take these donuts.
Donuts. Donuts.
And there's some not-so-hot chocolate over there, too.
Yeah, donuts for days, right? I think they're going to need a shovel in some of these tents. Like, look at this stuff that's in here. You can head over to sports360az.com. I've got pictures up on my Twitter feed and on Facebook as well. Brad Sussmat on campus. This is a place to be today. There's not a place to be. I don't want to be in some hermetically sealed studio. Come on! Much more from ASU after this timeout. It's a great Friday, Brad Sussmat. Eric Sorensen out here as well, of course. Senior Executive Vice President of Everything. Out here is at Arizona State. We're out here in the middle of Tent City where the students have been freezing, but the sun is finally coming out over the top. The line of tents goes around Wells Fargo Arena about half to three-quarters of the way. The Pac-12 football championship banner is out. The ticket office looks busy. When's the last time there was this much buzz in the Valley? That's what I was thinking.
It's interesting. I was thinking about that this morning. I think the one ASU football game that people were so excited to see in recent memory was when Georgia was here. Remember Matthew Stafford, NoSean Moreno?
Had the great dive into the end zone.
AJ Green.
Yep.
And that was, I believe, Georgia was number one at the time.
Yeah.
And at the time, there were the finger quotes, high expectations for ASU football. they lost that game, and they went on to have a very average season from what I can remember. But, yeah, the build-up to this game is it's amazing.
Well, it's like the Jamarcus Russell game. You know, the Katrina game.
Good one.
Remember when Katrina rolled through and they had to move the game out here on short notice, and Jamarcus Russell had the rolling to his left, throwing it like 70 yards on a rope.
Threw it to some guy named Early Doucette. I don't know if that name rings a bell to you Arizona Cardinal fans, but
missed draft
back pick. In the day. Back in the day.
Yeah. So, you know, you look at Stanford tomorrow night, and I feel like, and we've had so many people on this week about the game, Brad Edwards earlier, and I just feel like that this one, can this live up to all the hype? You know, is this, and if Arizona State loses this game.
It's a slippery slope, let's be honest.
If Arizona State loses this game, is this going to be the typical lead balloon?
It could be. I definitely think, I mean, we talked about earlier in the week, Brad, when you're talking about on one extreme is the Rose Bowl, and the consolation prize is the Holiday Bowl against the seventh team from the Big 12. Like,
but it's still, I mean, like these students that have been camping out here, they'll go to the Holiday Bowl if they don't win. Yeah, they'll still go to the Holiday Bowl. The students will go, and there'll be people that will go. The point I have on this is, for the first time in a long, long time, and you and I think are on the same page on this, that there's been this belief that Phoenix is a pro sports town only.
Mm-hmm.
And from all the years I've been here, and when I was doing this stuff over at Channel 3 and even before that, I'd run into these nitwit news directors that were, nobody cares about college sports. Well, that's not true. There's been more buzz, not just here about this game this week, and you can point to ratings and all that other stuff. People have been talking about Alabama and Auburn all week long. In the Midwest, they've been talking about Michigan, Ohio State, and how that ended.
Yep.
Fortunately, unfortunately, how it all ended up, Jameis Winston has been dominating headlines. Yeah, there's going to be that hardcore NFL group that's going to talk about the Saints and Carolina, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that at all.
Big game.
But to point to the college end of things here in the Valley, if ASU wins the game, they go to the Rose Bowl. The next year, next October, Notre Dame comes here. UCLA comes here. So the enthusiasm is going to continue for another year. Even if they fall on their face, okay, in the Rose Bowl. And so I think that tomorrow night's game, from a business standpoint, pure business standpoint, is enormous to Arizona State.
It's a huge trickle-down effect because you're talking about, like you said, they win tomorrow, you've got another month of huge hype. If they lose tomorrow, it's ASU is pushed to a mid-tier bowl, and yeah, it was a great season, and oh, so close, but sorry, not enough.
You're
building up the Rose Bowl. I agree with you. If you win or lose the Rose Bowl, of course you want to win it, but at least you have, going into the spring, guess what? We made it to the Rose Bowl. Now let's aim even higher next year.
Well, but when I talk about business side, a lot of people are just caught up in the moment of the game tomorrow, okay? And I understand and appreciate that. I, on the other hand, look at this stadium in front of us that is a dump in a lot of places. Last week during the U of A game, they told fans during the game, these bathrooms don't work, they're overflowing, and you have to go to Wells Fargo Arena while the game is going on.
What a cluster.
Okay? Beyond a cluster. And some of the people, Eric, that are sending me the texts about, you can't believe what's going on here, are big cigars. People that write big checks. So there's a trickle-down effect on that end, too.
Mm-hmm.
If you win tomorrow night, there's going to be more high-powered, high-level meetings with these big cigars to say, let's get this stadium project pushed through. I guarantee you, Todd Graham is going to be a different guy in some respects to work with. I've already heard that the expectations have gone up, and it's, hey, I need these facilities improved. I need this. I need that. He's got the hammer.
There's no doubt. He has a leg to stand on now because he came in and made big promises, and honestly, a lot of us chuckled because we were used to the same old, same old.
Same old stuff.
And less than 2 years later, he is on the precipice of winning a Pac-12 championship. Think about that. Think about when we were in Vegas 2 years ago, what we watched against Boise State to where what we're going to be seeing tomorrow.
When we were
2 years ago.
The Vegas Bowl, the team quit.
Yeah. You had Brock Osweiler telling Dennis Erickson, no, keep the kicking team on the sideline. We're going to go for it. Wait, what? Yeah. Huh?
We had it was Fontez that was posting pictures of pitchforks out on the strip with a couple of bottles of JD going on. I mean, there were stories of Dennis Erickson and Noel Mazzoni telling the bus driver, hey, we're not going to go through a walkthrough
It's too far.
We're not going to go through a walkthrough.
It's a 30-minute bus ride.
Come on!
It's too far.
And if it was Mazzoni's line was, Dennis, if they don't know it by now, how are they going to know it tomorrow night?
Ding, ding, ding.
So they just got off the bus, didn't even do a walkthrough. So in 2 years' time, to your point, the culture has changed. And I think that I had some people within the athletic department point out that we need football to keep doing what it's doing, but basketball needs to get some of this trickle down too, that there's actually a future NBA point guard first-round draft pick that we would like to get more people out to see, but people don't come see our product.
You got about 4 months.
Yeah.
And then he is off to the NBA, so make it good.
By the way, they play tonight at DePaul.
Trap game.
It's actually, I disagree with you. I think it's a prove-it game. They lost to a Miami team over the weekend that some of the ASU followers were not happy with how ASU got pushed around, that there's a concern that maybe this team's a little soft. I would tend to agree with that. Jahee's a tough guy, but I thought Gillen got pushed around a little bit.
DePaul's not good, though.
DePaul's not good.
Yeah, they're not good, and they're not even kind of good. They're a bottom-of-the-barrel conference team.
But
what is it, the Big East? Or
did ASU lose to them last year? Yes. Mm-hmm. ASU lost to DePaul last year.
Yep.
And this game tonight, my understanding is Jahee is going to try and play through his ankle. His ankle's not good. The game is on Fox Sports 1, so there's a national exposure for Jahee Carson, so he wants to play.
Sure.
It's also in Chicago, which is a big media market, so Jahee wants to play. There is this whole business side with Jahee Carson that they may be better served because they don't have a game for another week to just say, you know what, you need to sit. And you need to get your ankle right. And we got to figure out a point guard anyways. At some point, you're not going to be here. And at some point, we're going to have games where you're in foul trouble.
And they have a chance to beat DePaul even without Jahee Carson.
No, I agree with you on that. But if they lose the game tonight, I think there's going to be some people that are going to start looking at them with their head tilted just a little bit to the side saying, okay, what are you guys really all about? Because you beat Marquette.
Right.
Creighton just played around with you. You lost to a bad Miami team, and then you went to Chicago, and Jahee wasn't at 100%. So, and the conversation around ASU basketball is very, very minimal. The football program gets all the attention right now, and rightly so. But for ASU to have complete success, it cannot be just a football-only deal. It's like what's going on in Tucson. U of A's basketball program is going to be number one in the nation. Their football program is going to go to another third-tier bowl again this year. That's just the way it is. Live out here at ASU doing our thing. Brad Sussmat, Eric Sorensen, Sports 360 AZ. Tomorrow night is the game, kickoff at 5:45. A lot of action out here as we're doing the show today, right in the middle of the student tent area. Figured let's get out of the studio. Let's get on out here. Let's have some fun, do our thing. You know it's been a long week for college kids when they say we're tired of donuts.
And the donuts are probably frozen. They were probably really fresh at 4:30 a.m. when they were delivered, but, you know, significantly several hours later, it's probably, they've been eating donuts for 5 days.
You know, what's kind of cool, though, is these guys just kind of roll on in. They kind of get in, kind of roll out. They bring out their beach chairs. They got their laptops out here they're working on. It had some moments that you looked at this morning when we first got out here, and like this probably wasn't very pretty earlier this week.
They have that look of, I really want a shower.
Yeah.
I really just want a shower. Yeah. I'm sick of sitting in a lawn chair. And it's good. You know why, Brad? Because there's passion.
No,
like,
sure.
Like, can you imagine 2 years ago, students camping out in front of Wells Fargo for 5 days leading up to a football game?
Game day?
No chance.
Going to game day? Going to game day. So ESPN's doing some game day stuff around on the other side of the facility, so some of the students are picking up their stuff and heading over there. And that's just it's a good day to be out of the studio. That's my whole thing. All right, there's plenty of content all around this game. Eric and Jared are going to be shooting, writing content tomorrow night. I'm going to be writing content tomorrow night all around this game.
There's a press conference tonight here at Wells Fargo with David Shaw.
Right. Yeah, Coach Shaw, and they're going to have the trophy here. Commissioner Scott's going to be here tomorrow. Somebody will ask him about DirecTV.
Oh, no, not again.
As always, they always ask Larry Scott about DirecTV. Maybe go up to Paul and say, oh, slip you a 20 if you open with, I'm so pissed that I don't have DirecTV, Commissioner Scott.
It's the same thing. Poor Commissioner Scott. It's the same thing. It's different venues, different times, same question.
All right, sports360az.com on, of course, White Mountain Radio. It's going to be on White Mountain Radio as always. And we're on Twitter, @RadSusMat, C-E-S-M-A-T, Facebook as well. At ASU. Now back here at ASU, because we've taken you through about every angle possible around the ASU-Stanford game, because we've interviewed the students, because we've been looking at those donuts that have been sitting over there for days and weeks. It's now time for Goody at the Movies, because you need to have a life this weekend. Bill Goody-Kunz, chief film critic for Gannett, USA Today, AZ Central. So, Bill, it's my understanding that while I've got this big game here, you're rubbing shoulders today with Jimmy Fallon. What is the deal with you and Jimmy Fallon today?
He is doing they do this a lot of times. They tour around because, you know, he's taking over this night show in February. So they'll come to a lot of the local affiliates, and they'll, you know, they'll just chat people up. I'm sure that Channel 12, the local NBC affiliate, they'll do stuff with him, and he'll probably do some commercials and stuff. I know that I get 10 minutes with him whenever they decide I get 10 minutes with him. But they just kind of Brian did this too before he took over. Of course, I didn't. You know, it's interesting. I was talking to somebody that Conan O'Brien. Remember when he came here in like '93 for the All Star game, the NBA All Star game? He was a judge of the dunking contest.
Yeah.
And I talked to him then, yeah. And he was like, funny guys are not often funny when they're not sort of on, you know. He was, like, exhaustively funny. He was hilarious. And then several years later, he comes back on one of these tours before the Tonight Show, and, man, that seemed like a worried guy. He was not funny anymore. He was serious, and he was taking it really seriously. I would say probably too seriously in the end. But.
Because it's like, I remember Jake Plummer had a bowling tournament, and there's this tall guy that walks in, bowling left-handed, and I had no idea who he was. And this was over at Christown Bowling Lanes on a Saturday afternoon, and the guy introduces himself, hey, I'm Vince Vaughn. And Jake says to me, yeah, my agent said that someday that guy is going to be a really big star. So, you know, he's just bowling, right? He was just brought in as like a D-list bowling guest, and you know, which is fine. I have no problems with that. And you see those people much more than I do, but I'm curious, and then we'll move on to the movies and some other things. What are you going to ask Jimmy Fallon in 10 minutes? What are you going to get out of him in 10 minutes?
You know, most interviews, when you think about it, you don't need but about 10 minutes. I've had people before, you know, I've had to say, well, thanks for your time. I'll talk to you later. And the thing I want to know, I guess, the big thing for me is the Tonight Show, well, the Tonight Show that, you know, you thought of or I thought of when we were kids, or where I'm sure Jimmy Fallon thought of when he was a kid. Because I don't think it is. Obviously it changed when Carson left, and then, you know, Jay Leno, I'm not a big fan, but you can't argue with the success he's had with it. I mean, his ratings are always good, and but I think that it's, you know, there's so many more choices now. My 8-year-old daughter today, I said, oh, I'm going downtown to talk to Jimmy Fallon. And she's like, Jimmy Kimmel? And I said, no, Jimmy Fallon. She's like, I don't know who that is. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's a good
but
point.
That's an example of how spread out it is.
Goody at the Movies with us. And so I want to get over to Mandela, passing away of Nelson Mandela, at a time when Mandela Long Walk to Freedom came out last week, ironically enough. So I said to myself this morning, you know, I think I should go see Mandela Long Walk to Freedom. I can't find it playing anywhere in Phoenix. It just came out. What have you heard about this, and where can I see it? Do you know?
You can't. You cannot see it until Christmas in Phoenix.
Why is that?
They opened it early in L.A. and New York there for a lot of critics associations, including the Phoenix Film Critics Society, they are voting this week, or they try to get it done by the end of the first week of December, and they showed it there then, and they I'm actually going next week. I'm not somebody else saw it. I'm going to go see it myself. The word on it is that the movie's not so great. It's just too reverential and too which may play better now, but Idris Elba is, as always, great, and has certainly a good chance to get an acting nomination for playing Mandela.
Out of the Furnace starts today. Great cast. What have you heard about Out of the Furnace? Christian Bale, Affleck, Shepard, Woody Harrelson.
It's basically what it is one of those sort of stupid, super violent revenge movies with really good acting. Christian Bale is good. They're talking him up for an Oscar. Although I thought Casey Affleck was better as his younger brother. His younger brother, Christian Bale, is this guy that works in this sort of, he's from this hard luck family in this hard luck town in Pennsylvania. He works in a mine. Casey Affleck doesn't want to work in a mine. His brother goes in a, or in a mill, I'm sorry. He's done three tours of Iraq, and he gets stop loss. He's got to do a fourth tour, and he's got all these debts to this local hood, and so he gets into the underground fighting. And eventually, Christian Bale goes to jail for a few years for something, and then his brother comes back from his fourth tour, totally mentally scarred. And Woody Harrelson is this out-and-out hillbilly in the woods of New Jersey who runs like a super serious underground fighting game. And they get involved in that. And it's just, it's all beat up, shoot 'em up, bloody mess. But the acting really is good.
What would you recommend people to see this weekend then?
Well, I would not say that was your date to be for this weekend. it's kind of a lightly. This is probably a good week to catch up on stuff. Go see Frozen if you haven't seen it. It's good. What was your Thanksgiving choice?
Haven't
we never
seen
found
it yet.
Out.
I was going to go see Frozen out in California, and I got busy on a golf course, and then I got busy eating, and then I got busy around the fire, and then I got busy with friends and wine, and before I knew it, I just got busy. You ever have those times where I don't think I'm going to go? I'll watch some football, and I've not been to a movie in about 2 weeks, and I'm wondering, for somebody like you, it's got to be like working out. If you don't go to a movie for 2 weeks, you get withdrawals. You go through chills. I don't know.
I think I'd take a nap. Hey, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, then I got to let you go, but what do you got?
Is this the biggest ASU game since the 97 Rose Bowl?
Yeah. There's no question. The 10-win season, everything that's gone on with Graham, what I'm seeing around town is people have finally woken up, and ASU's finally given them a reason to wake up. Bill, Arizona State has been, in some ways, very arrogant in the last 15 years about, well, we're Arizona State, and we have this great stadium. The stadium's a dump. Stadium needs to be torn down and built back up. It does. And people internally will now tell you, yeah, we know we have a dump on our hands. So there's a lot beside just the wins on the football field. You have to think of it from this perspective. There's a lot of big cigars that are being tapped on right now to fund this project of getting this stadium refurbished. And if they go to the Rose Bowl, that is going to take them to a place financially, from my understanding, that they have not been to since probably the early 80s. And so you can take this stadium and move it forward. I think it's proven that this is more than a pro sports town, which people have said. I've been vehemently denying that. I think college sports works here. It's just the product's been lousy. So there's a lot more than just the wins and losses. There's the stadium future, and just having every a year from now, you'll have had Notre Dame roll through here next October. Now, you'll have UCLA here next year, but their schedule outside of that's really not that tough. My point is, they can go on a little bit of a run here for the next few years, get the stadium done, and you can look back and say the turning point for the athletic department was this run they went on. Does that make sense?
It does. That is an interesting take. I think that's a good, as always, a good summation of a sort of behind the scenes of what's going on. Do you think they have a chance?
You know, I do. Eric and I were up there at Stanford for the first game, and it was awful. It was one of those where you probably have X'd out 3 hours to go watch a movie, and you could go be with your family, and instead, 10 minutes into it, it's like, you gotta be kidding me. I gotta sit through this slop. That was my take being up at Stanford. It was, you have to be kidding me. We came all the way up here for this. But, you know, Stanford's a power team, and if they run the football, you know, the X and O part, to me, it's pretty simple. If Stanford's able to run the football, they're going to win the football game. If they're not able to run the football, I think for Arizona State, they've got a few more things going for them offensively than they had the last time. It's just X and O's. But, you know, back to my other point, I'm more interested in this for long term than just this one game this week. We all know what happens if they win, they go to the Rose Bowl. If they lose the game, they go to the Holiday Bowl, which is still a nice payout, but it's a balloon, a lead balloon at a party for a lot of people. It would not go over well. We're finally starting to see people that are bandwagon fans. I have no problem with bandwagon fans. People are busy in their lives, so they finally have a reason to go. It's like bandwagon. Do you ever think people are on a bandwagon for movies?
Sure.
You know?
Or actors.
The movie sucks.
Yeah,
the movie's
bandwagon fan is better than no fan at all.
No, the movie sucks, so why should people go? The football product sucks, so why should people go? Now I think there's a reason for it. So I'll let you go off that. Have a good weekend. Appreciate the time, and happy holidays.
You too.
Goody at the Movies every week. Bill Goodykunz, chief film critic for Gannett, USA Today. I don't know, Eric, have you noticed the people that are out here at ASU, we're doing the show, by the way, out here at ASU with the students, that are going over to take the pictures of the Frank Cush statue today. There's been just a little bit of a... I don't know. It's like people haven't been out here in a while. Like, there's this picture over here, and then there's the bell over here.
There's just this underlying buzz. There are just people, usually on a Friday at this time, you wouldn't
there's nobody here
close
on
to this many people. No. I mean, the lot to the left of us is full, and you can tell the students are clearly not making their way to class. They're making their way towards the ticket office.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. You don't go to class today if we have something like this. There's no reason to go to class.
I just wonder, Brad, I just hope the game lives up to the hype.
Because how could it not?
If ASU loses 35-3, it won't.
What if they lose 6-3?
It will. It would. No, I mean, but you just don't want... We've been building this up since the last second of the Territorial Cup
Why
game.
Why not?
We have been building this up, and you just know how it is with ASU. We've been over this. We've both lived here a long time.
Yeah.
They need to capitalize on this opportunity. The Holiday Bowl is not good enough. It's just not good enough. You're one win away. You're playing at home.
Well, see, here's the thing. I look at Auburn and ASU this week. So Auburn beats their rival and beats them on a miraculous play, but they beat their rival. And then everybody talks about how's it going to be when you play in the national title game and can you jump Ohio State? And I think Auburn's going to be in it. I think Missouri beats them. Then you flip it around on Arizona State side. You destroy your rival. You just didn't beat them. You absolutely crushed them. But, as Todd Graham pointed out, rightly so after the game, this was nice, but this isn't what we're after. No, this isn't what you're after. And if there's
and he means it. He's not just saying that. Last year or a couple years ago when he was hired, we thought that that could just be him saying that. He definitely means that.
No, he does. And so what they're after is here tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, it's great being out here with the kids and hanging out on campus and all that stuff. I don't see how the game couldn't live up to the hype. If ASU loses on a last-second field goal...
It will live up to the hype. The only way it won't be is if ASU comes out and gets drilled tomorrow, and I can't see that happen.
Yeah, if they lose 52-0, that's not good. Sports360AZ.com, plenty of content around the state of Arizona. We're Arizona-centric out here with the students in the 10th city. On the campus of Arizona State, on Twitter too, @BradSussMatt. It's a great, great Friday.